This is a snapshot, a moment, a sneak inside the minds of our graduates. Welcome to our Season 1 mix, the bits that made us think.
Yeah, I think there's definitely been times where I've been a bit, you know, what am I actually doing? Or a bit worried about what is in store, or what's next. It can feel sort of empty when you're trying to explain an idea of something that you might like want to do, and you're trying to apply to things that are near it, and it seems very woolly and very unstable. Think you have to stay positive, because if you don't, like, but the thing is, I know for sure I really don't want to be in a job where I couldn't see myself in, you know. Or a lot of people have said, like, why don't you go into teaching, but I don't want to be a teacher. I'm maybe a bit stubborn. There's a lot of pressure. I think me and my friends actually speak about this quite a lot. Like, it's almost like a race or something, that once you're out of uni, you have to be succeeding kind of the second you're out the door. But in reality, we're all really, really young still. Like, we don't know anything at all.
I think that pressure is, in a way, quite good, because it keeps you on your toes, but it can't get to the point where it's making your life an absolute misery. And it's, you know, I think it's a really weird balance. And I think no one's mastered it, but I think, like, the past couple of months have definitely given me that push to be like, you need to stop putting so much pressure on yourself to succeed at every single thing or moment in time, because it's impossible. And I think after everything that had happened, there was part of me that kind of started blaming myself in a way, because I was like, well, I could have done this, or I should have maybe had a backup job, or, you know, all this. And again, you just dig yourself into a hole where, you know, some things don't work out the way you want them to, but also that doesn't actually mean that it's a failure or the worst thing ever, because then, you know, new opportunities can come out of that. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to keep thinking about anyway.
After COVID though, I feel like everyone has changed a lot, and we are, because everything has paused. So at least for me, I've had so much more time just with myself. So it just gives you the opportunity to think more about how you're doing and why this feels like how it feels. I don't know. It sounds weird to say that I've matured, but I do feel like I am aware of my surroundings and of myself more now than I was before. In first year, I would never go on walks alone. It was just it felt like if you're alone, you just don't have any friends, you're missing out on everything. And with COVID especially, almost every day I just go on a walk, like on an hour walk, just by myself. And I enjoy it, I really like it.
So once news spiraled, I managed to get back to Thailand. My parents picked me up from the airport and they shoved me in the back of the car with like a plastic poncho, like one of those rain ponchos on. And it was regulation for them to leave the window open in the car while they were driving home. It was like a 3-hour drive. As soon as I got home, they shoved me in the garden shed. They prepared like some food, some dried food, some water, a futon. It was air conditioned, so that was fine. So I was in the garden shed for a few weeks. It's weird to think that I finished my degree in a garden shed, because that's not at all where I thought I would be.
I just want to be raw and honest that I don't have everything figured out, right? Like, every day, I think, especially in these times, people are kind of... I think the biggest battle is the battle within. It's the battle of our doubt, our negativity, our fears. One mantra that has been stuck in with me is, it's possible. It's so simple but effective. Like, whatever you are thinking about, like, there's two sides of it, right? You can doubt yourself. You can, like, bash it down and say, you know what, it's not even possible. That's not why I even try, right? But it's always kind of you battling yourself. It's always you kind of brainwashing yourself in a way, right? There's so many voices in your mind. So which voice would you choose to listen to and operate on is something that I want to be more conscious of, and I have been conscious of.
I went back, it was the 10th of September, just to see a few friends. I had to like pick up things I'd left places, and I realized, because I got Snapchat has these memory feature on your phone, and I got a memory being like, this day 4 years ago was the day you went to uni. I was like, wow, isn't that some weird circular metaphor thing? So yeah, that was the first time I'd gone back, and it was weird like getting off the train and not having like going to my flat or having like a place to call home there. Really find that quite hard to come to terms with, because it was all so sudden and we haven't had like a ceremony or anything. I just got an email being like, you've done it, see you later. Maybe.
And through this, I'm able to see that everyone doesn't have all the answers. We're just learning about them together, and you just come together and come up with solutions. Since you can't meet anyone in person, I think you have to be really proactive in thinking like, how can I get to know people in my organization, especially when they're not in your team. Just looking out for lots of opportunities, saying yes to everything, and asking for help. Well, I think when you join an organization, they've already seen something in you, and you don't have to constantly prove yourself. And I think by learning more, especially in the beginning when you're asking lots of questions, you're able to have a solid foundation and like solid understanding of how everything works. And maybe like a couple of weeks later or a month later, someone will start asking you questions and you're like, oh, I actually know the answer to this.
So I feel like this is an experience of working for the first time is not a representation of what it's normally like. It's kind of an inaccurate experience. So it's quite hard to feel almost like going into battle every day and then people telling you, yeah, sorry, it isn't normally like this, but just having to kind of deal with it and thinking, oh, why did it have to be the year that I joined that it had to be the most difficult? And sometimes I think, what am I going to do when I go home after this? It's like, oh, I have no idea. I don't know. What if there aren't any jobs? There might not be any jobs. But I think I just kind of tell myself, I'll just find something and do something. And I suppose we're all maybe getting used to kind of finding fulfillment in other ways. So you think, well, there's going to be ways that languages are in my life.
Towards the start of fourth year, I think a lot of people have these, have a set of ideas in their head about what the future's going to be like, and they're going to do fourth year work, bash out some job applications, you'll walk into a job because you've got an Edinburgh degree and what have you, and it's kind of like a conveyor belt. But the kind of pressures of fourth year got to me. I was an RA in the halls at the same time and realized I kind of overestimated how much I could complete. And so I was pretty half-baked in my kind of job searching. Didn't really apply to that much. I wasn't on my A game. And so as you'd expect, nothing really came of it. But I in many ways, I was happy with that. You know, it's I think it's a lot of external pressure that we place upon ourselves, really. It's general expectation that everything goes smoothly, mainly because the success stories that we see are obviously, well, successful, and that's the way they work out. But you don't necessarily need to take a year off and go traveling. You can take time off with no kind of reason. It gives you an opportunity to take stock. It gives you a chance to actually think about what's important to you moving forward. It's an opportunity to take a break if the circumstances allow it, for you to genuinely consider whether the path, the well-trodden path that a lot of people take, which usually involves a stint in the London rat race, actually suits you.
I just wanted to say to everyone who's going to be listening to this podcast later on that you should always be brave, be strong, and be yourself. It's like, as long as you know you have done your best, it's like, that's all that matters. I also like have a quote here from Eleanor Roosevelt, who most people may know as the First Lady of the US. She once said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is God's gift. That's why it's called the present. I in my opinion, feel that it doesn't matter whether it is the past or future, there is always new visions, new ideas, strategies and directions each day. So we should always learn from the past, plan for the future and live in today.
When the pandemic started in March, I was still doing my master's. So it's not like in the only way that affected me. I didn't do that well in the first semester during my exams. Then second semester for me was like, okay, like this semester has to focus on studying, do really well. And then March came. In a way, I thought, okay, having more time to spend here at home is going to help me. But to be honest, it was kind of a little bit of worrying, like every like day after day having thinking about it, I was like distracting myself and looking for news and reading like stuff, and it wasn't as easier as I thought. I think what helped me a lot was that I was with my girlfriend, of course. I could lean on her. She could also look for help in me.
Kind of way things lined up for me was quite fortunate. I felt really lucky to be in the position I'm in, because I'm so aware that it's not the case for a lot of people. But I think a lot of it was a combination of like kind of slowly building confidence in the ability to take chances, because I turned up at university really thinking, oh my God, I'm out of my depth here. I don't know anything. I don't know how I'm going to survive this 4 years. And then little by little, taking chances, saying, okay, maybe I could get that, maybe I could do that, maybe I can go for the next thing. And it's kind of building blocks to get further on. So yeah, I would say that building confidence, even though things like the pandemic really can knock that out of you, they will come back, and those building blocks don't disappear, they're still there.
But sometimes it happens also with things that you hope you know enough about, but you know deep inside that you don't actually do. And that these are the points that sometimes you're afraid to ask for help and guidance. You shouldn't be embarrassed or afraid to admit that you need help with something. You can't be perfect in everything, and you can't specialize in everything. So you should find what you are good at, you're really good at, what you really want to specialize in, and just complete the other stuff from other people.
Graduating at a time where I just figured out what I want to do and having a period of uncertainty really allowed me to think about, okay, how can I take this interest and find a career that suits it? And it allowed me time, basically. And I didn't feel under pressure or in a rush to find a career right away.
Seeing how limited my resources and my communities would be if I left university and got into a job and just worked from home from now on, I think the contrast is massive, especially with all my societies and my PhD cohort. We're encouraged to socialize together. Obviously, it's not very easy right now. And all of these opportunities to attend seminars and to attend events, even though they're online, they're such a big resource compared to what it would look like if I just got a job now. I think it's way harder to get into a community at the moment in general. And the ones that I have are mostly the pre-existing ones. Since even the lab that I'm in, I've been in before, and I know the people, I can chat to them. And I think being actively encouraged to socialize, even if it's awkward, even if it's, a little bit weird and Zoom, helps with the fact that we're all still sort of stuck at home.
I learned a lot about myself during those times. I didn't realize I was that strong. Because there was a time when I was saying to myself, you cannot do this. But the other side to me saying, of course you can. And I valued more because I didn't give up. And it doesn't matter what was going on around me. I kind of try and find that focus to stick with it. and not only stick with it, try to do the best that I can do. I think if anything else, this degree for me is being one of my greatest achievements. I got through it. I did it. And I value it more because for me, it's very, very special. As I say, it made me realize who I thought I was, that was not the person. I'm much, much stronger. There have been times in my life when I've crumbled really easily. And to be able to get back up and do what I did, for me, it's an amazement. It's just amazing for me.
Thank you for listening. Join us next time for another graduate and another story.
Wherever you are with planning for your future, the Career Service is here to support you. As a recent graduate, you can continue to use all of our services, including full access to My Career Hub, online appointments with our career consultants, our full calendar of employer events, and support with the application process. Find out more at ed.ac.uk/careers.